This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 306 for Tuesday, March 12th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Tuesday, seeing a continuation of its recent rally as gains in outside markets provided support. Canola up $11 to nearly $13, May up $12 at $627.70 per ton. Chart-based positioning was a feature as prices moved above some key moving averages, and speculators, holding record-large short positions, were thought to be covering some of those bearish bets. However, some chart signals are starting to look overbought, which could temper the upside going forward. Some of the recent strength in canola is thought to be tied to increased Chinese demand, but other export destinations are reportedly keeping to the sidelines for the time being. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all stronger, lending spillover support. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, while the grains ended mixed. Soybeans underpinned by bullish chart signals and declining South American production estimates. May beans up 16 cents at $11.96 per bushel. Brazil's CONAB lowered their call on the country's soybean crop to 146.9 million tons, down by 2.5 million from their last estimate, and well short of the USDA's 155 million ton projection. Corn, also underpinned by short covering and the latest crop estimates out of Brazil, but did run into resistance to finish mixed. The May contract unchanged at the final bell at 441 and three quarters. CONAB dropped their Brazilian corn production estimate by a million tons, now at 112.7 million. That compares with the USDA's estimate of 124 million tons. Wheat futures mixed on the day. Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 cents in the May contract at 672 per bushel, while Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 1.5 cents in May at 597 and a quarter. Chicago soft wheat up 0.25 cents in the May contract at 547 and a half per bushel. Competition from cheaper Russian wheat continues to weigh on the U.S. wheat market, with Russian wheat exports through the Black Sea moving at a solid pace. Condition ratings for U.S. winter wheat held relatively steady, with 53% of the wheat in Kansas in the good to excellent category and 65% in Oklahoma. Condition ratings improved 1 point in Texas, now at 44% good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 12th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.